This is a follow-up consultation on Kara, K-A-R-A, last name Vallaneri, V-A-L-L-E-N-A-R-I. Her date of birth is September 11, 1989. Patient seen for John Gabriel, G-A-B-R-I-E-L, M-D, of North Richland Hills, Texas. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Gabriel, Cara was seen today. This is 34-year-old female who came for evaluation today. The patient does not smoke or drink. She does not have any drug allergies. The patient was seen initially on 5/7/24 for rash of face and extremities, ongoing for last several months. Initially, actually, it started in 2022. She had a skin biopsy, which was non-diagnostic. Currently, she started with numbness of the lips. The lips appears dry and red. She also has a nose red, which she noticed last 2 days. Along with that, she has significant muscle ache, weakness, and joint pain. New paragraph. Past medical history. She has history of a mass in her left thigh area. Recently, it has grown. She has noticed it since she was 7-8 years old. She also experiences increase in the size with pain when she has menstruation. New paragraph. Family history. Family history is positive for celiac disease in patient's sisters, Graves' disease in cousins, as well as type 1 diabetes in cousins. Menstrual history. She has regular period. She used to have an implant, but it is removed. New paragraph. When she gets the rash, she also gets nausea and anorexia. New paragraph. Physical examination. Today, she weighed 210. She is 5 feet 11. Blood pressure 116/77. Face, the both nostrils are red and lips are also slightly swollen and red. Face is not. No lymph node felt in the neck. Lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft. Extremity, there was a 10 centimeter mass on the left thigh in the back and felt firm. CNS unremarkable. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1. Frequent episodes of rash over the face and extremities with urticarial lesions. Diagnosis 2. Mass in the left thigh area could be myoma or fibromatous lesion. Diagnosis T, family history of celiac disease. New paragraph. Her workup for the celiac, which was done last week, has been unremarkable. IgA antibody tests were both negative. Her IgA level was 135, which is normal. IgG was 938 and IgM was 128. Both are normal. Sed rate was normal at 3. ANA was negative. C-reactive protein was negative. CBC was normal. CMP was also normal. New paragraph. Recommendations and discussion. A patient did report that steroids did help when she took it last time. So I suggested that we put her on low dose of steroid, 2 milligram daily. So that was done. She also had either CT or MRI after left thigh about 2 years ago. So that was done at Alliance Imaging. So we will request a copy of that CT MRI. We also will send the copy of the report to rheumatology clinic at UT Southwest so that she could get an appointment. New paragraph. Once we get the report of her MRI or CT of the thigh, we could make further recommendations. I also told the patient that once she starts on prednisone, that let us know after a month if she received any benefit. New paragraph. While we are doing this, we will continue to get her evaluated by a rheumatologist at UT Southwest, and also we'll try to find out what the thigh lesion is. So once the imaging study are available, we may do repeat MRI of the left thigh and then refer her to a oncology surgeon for evaluation and treatment. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a follow-up consultation on Cara Valenari, VALENARI, Cara, KARA. Thank you.